Hi friend, welcome back to Unlock Your Child's Full Potential, where we're all about nurturing enduring connections with our children. I'm your host Billy, and today's episode is inspired by my family's recent adventure in Valencia, Spain. As I share some highlights from our trip, I want to delve into the concept of family travel as a powerful bonding experience. You see, creating shared memories is one of the surefire ways to build a strong bond with your child. Traveling opens doors to new adventures, exploration, and trying out exciting activities, all of which create lasting memories. But let's be real. Traveling with kids isn't always a walk in the park. It's more like a change of scenery than a vacation, right? That's why I'm here to offer some practical tips and strategies for handling the inevitable challenges while maintaining a positive attitude. I've always admired families who make it a tradition to vacation together, even as their kids grow up and start their own families. But to establish that tradition, we need to start somewhere, and that's exactly what we'll explore today. So whether you're planning your next family getaway or dreaming of future adventures, let's dive into the world of family travel and discover how it can strengthen the bonds that tie us together. Let me start by emphasizing that our trip was specifically planned with the kids in mind. With my daughters aged 10, 8, and 5, I believe we hit the sweet spot for family travel. We chose Valencia as our destination because it's incredibly kid-friendly, offering a variety of attractions tailored to their interests. Valencia boasts Europe's largest aquarium, the Biopark, which is a charming slice of Africa nestled within the city, and the Turia Gardens, spanning 9 kilometers of flat green spaces weaving through the urban landscape. Just beautiful. Planning a trip with children can sometimes veer off course from what adults envision. There's the inevitable chorus of complaints. I'm bored, my backpack is heavy, I'm thirsty, as kids grapple with hunger, fatigue, and the occasional bout of restlessness. But isn't vacation time meant for laughter, exploration, and creating cherished memories that deepen our connections? That's why our itinerary revolved around the kids' preferences. Their happiness became our guiding principle, knowing that when they're content, we're all bound to have a blast. And let's not forget the added bonus for my husband and me, the chance to bask in the warm weather, enjoy leisurely strolls, and escape the daily grind. As we embarked on our journey to Valencia, we didn't just pack our bags, we packed our excitement and anticipation too. 2 months prior, we excitedly revealed our plans to our girls, sparking a contagious enthusiasm that grew with each passing day. We made sure to involve them in the planning process, immersing ourselves in photos and descriptions of Valencia's captivating attractions. Through this experience, we discovered that the anticipation stage isn't just the build-up to the trip, it's the highlight of the journey itself. It taught us the importance of involving our children in the planning process, not just for their excitement, but for the sense of ownership it instills. So my advice to fellow travelers, don't underestimate the power of anticipation. Involve your children in the planning, let their excitement fuel yours, and watch as it transforms the entire experience into something truly magical. Airports and flights can be exhausting, especially for young and active children. That's why I passionately recommend preparing for this part of the journey. Before our trip, I made a stop to the bookstore and stocked up on new coloring books, stickers, storybooks, and a variety of little snacks. During the journey, I introduced these items one at a time, offering a fresh source of entertainment and distraction. While I'm not opposed to using electronic devices, I prefer not to rely solely on them to keep my kids occupied. Instead, I hold the screen time limit more loosely during the holiday, but prioritize non-digital activities as my first go-to option. This approach not only helps manage their energy levels, but also encourages creativity and engagement throughout the journey. After all, we're aiming for a bonding experience, right? Then, arriving at our destination with a full itinerary in hand, only to have plans go awry, is a common scenario for parents. As much as I strive to stick to our plans, I've come to realize the importance of maintaining a relaxed approach to the day. This means creating plans, but holding them loosely. Admittedly, this is particularly difficult for me, as I tend to meticulously schedule each day. But flexibility is key. By maintaining a relaxed approach and prioritizing the well-being of our family, we can navigate unexpected changes with grace. Ultimately, the goal is to have a good time, create cherished memories, and enjoy each other's company. This sentiment extends to our partner as well. I've witnessed the strain that vacations can put on relationships, leading to tension and arguments. In those moments, I advocate for taking a step back, taking a few deep breaths, and perhaps even going for a short solo walk to recalibrate before rejoining the family. This is one of the reasons I am all in for prioritizing self-care. It's crucial to ensure you're at your best to fully enjoy the experience and be there for your kids and your partner. I made it a point to rise earlier than the rest, savoring my coffee in solitude as I reviewed our plans for the day. Spending 5 consecutive days with the kids in a new environment, brimming with excitement and a jam-packed itinerary, can undoubtedly take its toll. There were moments when the intensity of it all became overwhelming. After 4 days of nonstop activity with the kids, I found myself in need of some solitude. So I took a leisurely stroll to the beach and treated myself to a cocktail, while my husband took his turn for a bit of relaxation the day before. He opted for a gym session while I took the kids to the playground. Speaking of which, let me tell you about Gulliver, a magnificent playground featuring a giant figure of Gulliver sprawled across the ground, complete with slides and climbing routes. It's a paradise for kids, where they could easily spend hours immersed in play. A word to those of you who, like me, thrive on having a routine, which could be challenging during a trip, especially with the long hours of travel and sightseeing. My solution? Customize your itinerary to fit your family's needs. For us, this meant going out for a few hours in the morning, then taking a break for 2 to 3 hours to rest before heading out again. While I personally love spending all day outdoors, soaking up the sun in Spain's almost summer weather, the rest of my family prefers a different kind of rest. And that's why we opt for accommodations through Airbnb. Unlike hotel rooms, Airbnb rentals better suit our needs, providing a fully equipped kitchen, multiple bathrooms, and a living room where the kids can freely engage in their pretend games. Plus, having a washing machine and vacuum available is a game changer. Instead of fretting over how many spare pants we need for our little messy Wendy, we simply wash our clothes as needed. Exploring new places, sampling cuisines, and immersing ourselves in cultural customs and traditions have always been essential elements of our family adventures. During our visit to Valencia, we were fortunate to experience the vibrant energy of Las Fallas, one of Spain's most distinctive festivals and Europe's largest fireworks extravaganza. Picture a continuous street celebration where the air is filled with the sounds of music and laughter. The girls were enthralled by the colorful parades, where locals adorned in traditional attire strolled through the streets, accompanied by lively orchestras. It was a captivating spectacle that allowed us to connect with the local community and create lasting memories together. Furthermore, what we do after the trip also plays a significant role in how we remember it. Printing out photos to share with friends and family, as well as getting them little presents, can help reinforce the memories made during the trip. By making a big deal out of it and encouraging kids to talk about their experiences, we ensure that the memories stay alive and continue to enrich their lives long after the trip is over. A side note, while photos serve as tangible reminders of our journey, it's the feelings and experiences we cherish most. So let's not get too caught up in capturing the perfect shot and instead focus on being fully present in the moment. In conclusion, while traveling with kids may present its challenges, it's also a wonderfully enriching experience filled with unforgettable moments and invaluable family bonding. By customizing our itinerary, prioritizing rest, and choosing accommodations that suit our needs, We can create a harmonious balance between adventure and relaxation. So, whether we are exploring new destinations, savoring local cuisines, or simply enjoying each other's company, every journey becomes an opportunity to create lifelong memories and strengthen our family bonds. And lastly, if you're seeking more ways to deepen your connection with your children, I invite you to explore the Connection Blueprint. Five simple and effective tools designed to nurture your relationship. Check the link in the show notes and grab your free guide. Thank you for joining me today, and until next time, happy travels!